Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com. I'm Dan Hoard. He is Bengals.com editor Jeff Butch Hobson. This week, the Bengals try to get back to 500 as they head to Kansas City to take on the 1-8 Kansas City Chiefs. Butch, 2 years ago, Kansas City's quarterback, Matt Cassel, went to the Pro Bowl. I am no soothsayer, but I don't like his chances of going back this year. He has personally accounted for 19 turnovers already this season.
Yeah, they're dead last in everything when it comes to passing as far as turning the ball over, dead last in interceptions. And they've got a minus 20 turnover rate, which is mind-boggling. And talking to the Chiefs media out there, they said if they think if Kansas City doesn't turn the ball over, they got a good shot at winning. But that's been a big if, and the Bengals seem to be back on the turnover trail. Their first four turnover game of the year. And it was huge. I mean, it you forget when you don't see it after a while. You forget how much it really means. But short fields, it just means everything, and it throws you back to 2005. That's how the Bengals won the division. And if they're going to get on a run, turnovers has to be a big part of it.
The Chiefs have actually averaged more yards per game than the Bengals, but they have scored exactly half as many offensive touchdowns because they turn it over so much. Let's talk about the Chiefs' defense. It's loaded with first-round draft picks, and despite the 1-8 record, the Chiefs are number 11 in the NFL in total defense.
Certainly the image out of Monday night, you know, for this club has to be, you know, Tamba Hali, and I'm sure you can help me with the pronunciation there, but he just, you know, he's got Ben Roethlisberger on the inactive list now. And the guy on the other side, Houston, is also a fine player. He's ranked highly when it comes to generating pressure. So it's not going to give me. It's not going to be a gimme over there. They got a lot of, as you said, they got a lot of first round picks. They got Johnson's a terrific, middle backer. So they're going to have to protect Andy. And I think it's not going to be easy as it sounds because Arrowhead's one of the loudest stadiums in the country. You've got a rookie center who's making his third NFL start. So, it's got all the makings of being a white knuckler. I don't care what the record is.
All right, along those lines, you're facing a team that's 1-8. Last week, the Bengals played the defending Super Bowl champs, played their best game in several years. How do they avoid a letdown against the team that shares the worst record in the NFL with Jacksonville?
I think they just got to watch the tape from Sunday. And I know, talking to some of the coaches here, they were stunned at how the Giants came out. The Giants just came out flat. Now, there's obviously some other elements there with the hurricane and being on the road and everything. But the Giants didn't show up and play. And the Bengals saw it. They were the beneficiaries of it. And I think if you listen to a guy like A.J. Green talk, they're very mindful of the fact that they've got two bad losses this year, Cleveland and Miami. And I think the fact that they've lived through that and they were able to pull such a big win over the Super Bowl champs, I think it's going to play into their favor when they go out there Sunday.
That's right. A.J. was asked at the beginning of the week, are you worried about a letdown against Kansas City? He said, hey, we lost to Cleveland. We can't overlook anybody.
She was almost Sam Weiss in that.
A little bit. That's going to do it for this week's Bengals Breakdown. For Jeff Hobson and our webmaster, Andy Ware, I'm Dan Hoard. Thanks for checking us out here on Bengals.com.